Welcome to break number 14. We are going to go for some more encouragement. That's what these breaks ought to be. And even when we learn some of the stuff that we learn or we hear about, and is of the negative, there's a word for today, of the negative design, it still ought to be encouraging to us. And here's why. If we go to 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8, we see the verse, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour." That's a scary verse. And I hear that verse more and more these days because of all the outright evil and perversion and dangerous living that more and more people are living under, the threat of death, the threat of terrorism. And when somebody throws this verse at me, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about." And the first thing I think of is, no, that is not true. We do not have to worry about this devil as a roaring lion walking about here looking for who he can attack and who he can destroy. Yes, we're living in the days of Romans chapter 1 more than ever before, but still, how can you say this? Well, it's easily said. These are not the times of Peter. These are not the times of James. These are not the times of Paul when he was writing to the Jews. This is not the time of John, 1st, 2nd, 3rd John. This is not the time of Jude. So when somebody pulls this verse out and people don't understand, I see the fear develop amongst the Christians. I see people thinking they're still actually going to have to go through the tribulation. I see people thinking, I wonder if we missed the rapture. I wonder if the rapture isn't even going to take place. But see, folks, with these breaks, I want to encourage. I want us to be excited. I want us to have a peace. And the only way that we're going to have that kind of peace and encouragement and excitement is to understand the Scriptures. We still can and we still should enjoy, even in these days, the goodness of God. We should be able to enjoy His long-suffering. We should be able to enjoy His forbearance. We should still be able to enjoy being a Christian. Being a Paul-following, God-following, risen Savior-following Christian, we should be able to enjoy this dispensation of grace. When we fall, and when we trip, and when we stumble in our Christian walk, following Paul's manner of life, we can still just get right up again and not have to beg for forgiveness. Sure, we can talk to him, we pray about it, we feel bad, we feel, you know, we're sorry about this, etc., etc. And maybe we're not even feeling bad for a while. But when you finally do, you know, you don't have to get up and beg for forgiveness. Now, the things we're going to talk about this week, you're going to have to understand rightly dividing. You're going to have to understand what Paul has taught. Because what we're going to talk about this week is actually what's being taught in the pulpits today. But what I'm going to show you are the things that should not be taught in the pulpits. These are the things that we don't have to worry about. These are the things we don't have to listen to. We don't have to let these things that are being taught today rob us of this joy that so many Christians don't experience in these difficult days. That should be exciting for somebody to be able to turn to the Scriptures and realize they don't have to get up after they fall and beg for God's forgiveness. We should enjoy the fact that we don't have to waste our time and give a bad testimony by what one pastor called for years and years, of which I followed and noticed that it never worked, and that's pleading the blood, as he puts it. You know, we don't have to fear God's chastening today. The only place you can find that is in Hebrews chapter 12. Now, what we're going to do this week is we're going to go back and look at some of these verses, and I'm going to show you that they don't belong to us, that they belong to the people during the tribulation. You know, we don't have to fear drawing back unto perdition. That's the scripture that's in there. We don't have to be satisfied with just remission of our sins. You know, the remission of cancer is a good thing, but it's not a great thing, because that cancer will come back. But if that cancer is totally gone, totally washed away, and such forgiven, then it won't come back. So we don't have to be satisfied with just remission. That's in Hebrews chapter 9. And here's a tough one for people. We don't have to ask for God's grace when needed. We have God's grace. We live in the day of God's grace, the dispensation of grace. We still can have a peace. We still can enjoy the riches of Christ. We can still enjoy His goodness. We can still enjoy His glory. We can still enjoy God's grace. We can enjoy the glory of His inheritance. We can enjoy His grace in His kindness towards us. Have you read those verses before? I'm not taking the time this morning to mention those verses, but we will go back and we will look at these a little bit. These are things that we can still enjoy today. We can enjoy the riches of Christ, the riches of His goodness, the riches of His glory, the riches of His grace, the riches of the glory of His inheritance. We can enjoy the riches of His grace and His kindness towards us. We can enjoy the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles. You see, Paul is the only one that teaches that. And finally, we can enjoy the riches of the full assurance of understanding to the acknowledgement of the mystery in God. And see, that's all taught by Paul. That is not taught in the Gospels. That is not taught in Hebrews, 1st, 2nd Peter, James, 1st, 2nd, 3rd John, Jude. And I'll tell you right now, it's not taught in the churches. What's sad about all this stuff is this joy that is missing amongst the Christians. The joy that is missing among those of us who have some trials in our lives. Some have some serious trials, financial trials, medical trials, many trials that are healthy, but I guess they do strengthen us, but I don't consider that a healthy thing. This joy, this peace, this understanding is being taken away from Christianity by pastors, by churches, by the church people themselves within those churches, and even ourselves. We rob ourselves of this joy and encouragement and these riches that we've talked about here by not avoiding who and what we should avoid, not withdrawing from who and what we should withdraw from, by not having no company with, by not purging ourselves from what we should purge ourselves from not rejecting those and what and which we should be rejecting ourselves from, by not marking the marks on people we should mark, by not casting off that which we should cast off. We rob ourselves by not having no fellowship with. Now get the grammar of that. That is exactly what it should be. By not having no fellowship with means we should be having fellowship with the right ones. And if they're not there, we find ourselves going off to fellowship with the ones that we still shouldn't. There's grace involved. There's a testimony involved in there. If we just withdrew from everybody that wasn't up with Paul as such, we would have no fellowship, period. And many of us don't. We have acquaintances, we have people we see, people we work with, but do we fellowship with that? In many cases, we rob ourselves of the joy by not rebuking that and those of which we should rebuke. Again, there's balance in there. We are not willing to suffer persecution because of following Paul. But the final and the biggest reason we lose our joy in these things is people rob themselves or ourselves of this joy and peace from the risen Savior because of not knowing the Scriptures and not rightly dividing the Scriptures. Now we will go back and we will look at this verse. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. We will see how that verse is not a threat to us. And we'll look at these Scriptures that give us that peace and that comfort. We will do that in the next few break times. Hope to see you there.